Connecticut lawmakers failed to override any of Governor Dana Malloy's 7 vetoes of bills passed this year. During a General Assembly session on Monday, WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
One of the bills would have prevented future governors from making mid-year cuts to education funding. It stemmed from lawmakers being angry over Malloy's decision to make such mid-year budget cuts last year. It passed the House, but not the Senate. Democratic senators, including Beth Bayh of West Hartford, argued that the bill would have unintended consequences and tie the hands of future governors.
My concern about having special protection for just education cost sharing in the budget and writing that in forever is that I'm afraid that other parts of the budget over time will erode to protect ECS.
The other vetoes lawmakers failed to override include Malloy's veto of a bill that would have changed the terms of a state bailout of Hartford and another that would have created a new standard for suspending students. Others would have created an animal abuser registry and extend a state tax credit for an apprentice program to smaller businesses. The final one is a bill that would have created more legislative oversight of the State Department of Children and Families. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.